Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a fabulous Friday. I'm so glad that we've gotten to spend time together this week. It means so much to me that you've all been here for this first week of the podcast. Before I shared the first episode, when I was dreaming about this idea, I was thinking about families like yours, listening, sharing with one another, and praying together. But you never know if anyone will actually listen. So the fact that you're here means the world to me. I hope you've enjoyed getting to learn a little bit about Grace Harbor. I love this town so much, and it's been hard not to just tell you all about everything and everyone, but I know we'll have lots of time together. And hey, you got to come with me to the Christmas tree lighting, and that's one of my favorite events of the year, so that was pretty special too. I want you to know that I've been praying for you this week. You're one of the things I'm most grateful for. While we're in celebration mode, I think we should all give each other high fives for participating this week, especially if this is the first time you've practiced disciplines like gratitude, intention, and prayer regularly or together as a family. It's a big deal that you started. These practices are not only a great way to start and end each day, they also help us grow over time. One of the ways we can see that growth and learn from it is by looking back at our week. It reminds us what we did, what was important to us, and how God was with us through it all. I'm going to lead you through three reflection questions. And if it's not too late, I encourage you to take your time. Plan on pausing the podcast, and if something someone shares leads to more questions or deeper discussion, feel free to keep talking. I'll be here when you get back. And if it is getting late, you could always write some of these things down and pick up the conversation this weekend. Let's start with this question. What was one of your favorite things that happened this week, and why was it meaningful to you? My favorite thing was definitely the Christmas tree lighting on Wednesday night. I get to celebrate my all-time favorite holiday with so many friends and neighbors. It's the best. Go ahead and share your answer with your family. Our second question is, what was something about this week that wasn't so fun, and how did it make you feel? For me, I'm disappointed that it's ended up being a rainy day today. I was looking forward to celebrating the first week of the podcast around our backyard fire pit, but the weather isn't cooperating. We still made microwave s'mores after dinner, but I'm going to miss the crackle and warmth of a real fire. Go ahead and share your answer when you're ready. Last question. As we shared our gratitude, intentions, and prayers together this week, was there anything you or someone else in your family said that really meant something to you? How did that make you feel? For me, it meant a lot to hear your voices when some of you sent in the things you were hoping for. I can see the number of downloads in my app, which tells me people are listening. But getting to hear your voices made it really sink in. There are real families listening along. Go ahead and share with your family now. Okay, time for my last challenge of the week. Do you remember this morning when we talked about Sabbath, which is the word the Bible sometimes uses to talk about resting and recharging? I had you all share some calm things that help you rest and some active things that help you recharge. I know that this is a super busy time of the year and your family's schedule may already be full, but Sabbath isn't always about being less busy. Sometimes it's about making space for the things that matter or looking at the things you're already doing in a new way. If you can find even just an hour or two to do something that helps you rest or recharge, I promise it'll be worth it. And just a heads up, part of how I'm going to rest and recharge is to take a break from the podcast on the weekends. You can still practice these disciplines together, either by making up your own questions, continuing tonight's reflections, or revisiting an episode from the week. But I'll be back with you on Monday morning. Next week, we'll look at the second theme of Advent, which is peace. And if you thought we were done talking about Christmas cookies after the 500 we handed out on Wednesday, boy, do I have great news for you. As we end our time together this week, let's pray. If you want to, you can close your eyes or fold your hands, or you know what, sometimes Friday night is the night for Wiggly prayers. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for all of your blessings. I thank you for this first week of the podcast and all of the families that have joined us here in Grace Harbor on this exciting new journey of growing in our faith together. We pray that you would give us a good night's sleep tonight and a restful weekend so we can come back together ready for a brand new week. Amen. All right. Good night, Grace Harbor. Thank you again for an amazing week, and I'll talk to you on Monday.